This is Passport to Texas. Once deer season arrives, freezers will be full of venison. That's why I attended a venison do-it-yourself class taught by Chef Jesse Griffiths, a hunter and chef from Austin. He says use the correct cooking method when preparing this perfect protein.
Either you're going to cook it for a very short amount of time, or maybe not even cook it at all, raw, like in the form of tartare, which is excellent. Or you're going to cook it where it's just got a nice brown crust on the outside and it's still rare, medium rare on the inside. Or you're going to cook it at a very slow rate for a long time, like a braise or a very slow roast.
Griffith says slow cooking allows fat, sinew, and collagen to melt, which makes the meat juicy and tender.
So braising is a good way because it's a moist cooking. You brown it off first and develop flavor and then cook it in liquid. And so that keeps the moisture in there. And cook it gently. Don't boil it. You have to get a nice simmer. Keep it in the oven. The secret is just to have patience.
Chef Griffiths also does his own processing because he prefers to use all parts of the animal, including liver, kidney, bones, and more.
I think it's just a shame to waste anything off of any animal, especially when we put so much work into hunting.
Read about my experience in Chef Griffith's venison DIY class with pictures in the October issue of Parks and Wildlife magazine. That's our show with support from the Sportfish and Wildlife Restoration Program. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.